investigating the role of novel microRNAs and granule cell development during mouse cerebellar development. Cerebellum is involved in motor and non-motor function. Granule cells are the most numerous neurons in the brain, and during their development, neurogenesis, migration, and differentiation happens under control of expression of different genes. MicroRNAs are key regulator of gene expression in cerebellar granule cell development, and perturbation of these key microRNAs will perturb their development. During this study, I tried to find out the key microRNAs during granule cell development. So granule cells at early postnatal day, P0, P3, P6, and P9 were isolated. After that, mRNA and miRNA extracted and sent for sequencing. After that, principal component analysis and heat map correlation matrix shows that there is similarity between my samples in each time point and also between my time point. For example, there is a clustering between P0 and P3 and also between P6 and P9. The expression pattern of microRNA shows that there is three different patterns of the expression in microRNA: upregulation, downregulation, and also bimodal regulation. Significantly differentially expressed microRNA and six comparison between these four time points were defined, and it shows through time progress from P0 to P9 dynamic up and down regulation of microRNAs happen. This workflow shows what I have done after finding a differentially expressed microRNA to find out the candidate microRNA. So in first step, any already reported microRNAs in the cerebellum and medulloblastoma were deleted through Google Scholar search. After that, I find the targets for this unreported microRNA. And as I have done mRNA-seq data, I try to find out the negative correlation of the targets and microRNA. So the stringent targets and their microRNA are remain. In next step, I try to find out any relation of these negatively correlated targets to the cerebellum. So I use mouse genome informatics, and in last step I use MIRWAC and filtered for 3' UTR site. So in the last step I find out my six candidate microRNA and their targets. It is what I have done until now. In next step, I want to validate my microRNA using TechMan, RT-PCR, and also I want to validate them especially. So I want to do in situ hybridization, microRNA scope, and in last step, I want to perturb these microRNA.